And greetings, welcome, bienvenidos, hola, aloha, wainihau, namaste, konnichiwa, bonjour, buongiorno, sawadee karup, guten tag, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how? Go vegan. From the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget pharmaceutical, vivisection prison, killitary industrial corporation in the one-party post-constitutional bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, I'm Bob Linden, the first vegan animal liberation media infiltrator to occupy a major network. Yes, I spent many years in regular lamestream media as a music radio program director, you know, trying to look like I fit in. And, you know, I did my thing there for some large corporations, not so large corporations, mom and pop operations. Yeah, I was at Jazzy 100 in Washington, D.C., and The Sound in Seattle, KIFM in San Diego, 94Q Atlanta, and, yeah, KKLZ Las Vegas. Starting to sound like I can't hold a job down, huh? Star 106 San Antonio and Z92 Omaha. Yeah, shout out to everyone there. Yeah, I gave CD 101 in New York. It's call letters, WQCD. Yes, I did all of this, all in preparation to gain surreptitious control of major media network facilities. I had no idea in those years of guerrilla media training it would be Air America that I would be able to hijack for the anti-meat, anti-dairy, anti-animal experimentation cause. Maybe you've seen my training videos. You know, you see those guys in the ski masks moving effortlessly across the monkey bars. That's not a speciesist statement there. Well, I'm that guy in the ski mask running next to the guys on the monkey bars. I'm the one with the microphone and tape recorder. I know if you saw those videos on YouTube, the audio is a little hard to make out because of the ski masks, but maybe my studio engineer Peter can play that clip for you that runs on YouTube, and here it is. Yeah, there it is. It's no. Okay, if we didn't have the ski masks on, you'd hear us say, what do we want? Animal liberation. When do we want it? Now. And back to the video.
HLS, shut it down.
That's HLS, shut it down. HLS, shut it down. Huntington Life Sciences, the notorious animal research facility, the torture chamber in New Jersey there.
Release the fuck down.
And that's release the Shack 7, who are imprisoned because of the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, an unconstitutional law sponsored by Dianne Feinstein, Joseph Lieberman West. It's horrible when Democrats act like Republicans and Republicans act like Democrats. Holy cow. All of this, I don't know, all this animal liberation talk. I don't want to turn you off. I want you to think I'm just like a regular talk show host here on Air America. So maybe I should be, just stay political, stay away from the animal thing, you know. So I guess I'll congratulate Al Gore. Everybody else is, you know, on the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, I hope that actually isn't the No-Tell Please Prize. Now, I'm not just saying all of that because...
I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
I'm just concerned that he's not telling us about the solution to global warming, and that is for us to go vegan. So that really is a matter of concern to me. I mean, when I look at his website regarding global warming, there's a pledge that you can take right there on the website. Right there it says, I pledge to take personal action to help solve the climate crisis by reducing my own CO2 pollution as much as I can and offsetting the rest to become carbon neutral. Reducing my own CO2 pollution as much as I can means you are pledging to go vegan. Yes, research shows. I don't know what to tell you. It's there in research. University of Chicago, United Nations report. It's all there. And it's on this show. Listen to the archives at GoVeganRadio.com. Also, the pledge is to plant new trees and to join with others in preserving and protecting forests. Well, what causes deforestation more than the clear cutting that meat does, which releases greenhouse gases into the atmosphere? So I would like to see Al Gore. I don't want that Nobel Peace Prize to be the no-tell please prize, especially, I don't know if you saw the, it was on the editorial page of the LA Times, Pollution on the Hoof, LA Times on October 15th. It says livestock emissions are a leading source of greenhouse gases. One solution may be to eat less meat. It says it's a silent but deadly source of greenhouse gases that contributes more to global warming than the entire world transportation sector. Yet politicians almost never discuss it, and environmentalists, lobbyists, and other green activist groups seem unaware of its existence. This may be because it's tough to take cow flatulence seriously, but livestock emissions are no joke. Most of the national debate about global warming centers on carbon dioxide, the world's most abundant greenhouse gas, and its major sources, fossil fuels. Seldom mentioned is that cows and other ruminants, such as sheep and goats, are walking gas factories that take in fodder and put out methane and nitrous oxide, two greenhouse gases that are far more efficient at trapping heat than carbon monoxide. Methane, with 21 times the warming potential of CO2, comes from both ends of the cow, but mostly its front. And frat boys have nothing on bovines, it says here. It's estimated that a single cow can belch out anywhere from 25 to 150 gallons of methane a day, and it just isn't the gas they pass that makes livestock troublesome. A report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization identifies livestock as one of the two or three top contributors to the world's most serious environmental problems, including water pollution and species decline. So, you know, it's really tragic. And it says, all told, livestock are responsible for 18% of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide, according to the UN, more than all the planes and trains and automobiles on the planet. And it's going to get a lot worse. As living standards rise in the developing world, so does the fondness for meat and dairy. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization, it expects global meat production to grow more than double by 2050, and that means the environmental damage of ranching would have to be cut in half just to keep emissions at the current dangerous level. So the message is go vegan. It would be nice if that message came from Al Gore, too. I get suspicious of politicians, you know, and I don't know, is he a representative of the dairy industry? Mobil Exxon was in the White House rewriting the rules. So I just don't know what to make of politicians. You know, I'm just being skeptical here. I know there's a big movement to draft Gore, but, you know, I never know. Democrats act like Republicans. Republicans act like Democrats. And it's really distressing that in California, the Democrats acted like Republicans here in the California legislature. They're acting tough like Republicans. They just declared war on kangaroos. Yes, better to shoot them in Australia before we have to shoot them in Santa Monica, huh? The Schwarzenegger Adidas-stration was all too happy to sign the mean Democrats bill into law this past week, SB 880. We were fighting it, and we have lost. Now, 3 decades of protections against kangaroo products are lifted, and now the Democrats in the California Assembly and Senate What are they? I guess if their constituents learn that they voted to kill kangaroos and allow their products to be sold here, well, I guess they have something to fall back on. They can be shoe salesmen, because that's what they are. They're Adidas shoe salesmen, basically. The California legislators here doing the bidding of Adidas lobbyists and the money they got approving the killing of kangaroos. So it's really sad. And give them the Michael Vick Award, Cruelty Award of the Week. Yes, you can be just as cruel in a suit, signing a piece of paper and killing animals across the ocean. So to the Democrats and all the, you expected the vote from the mean Republicans, the Democrats in the California Assembly and Senate, and Governor Schwarzenegger, all of you, the Michael Vick Cruelty Award this week from Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Coming up, we'll discuss the lawsuit against UCSF cruelty and animal experimentation, and a school teacher who became vegan in January and the problems he's faced since then. And please make a donation. You got to support this show. It's a $200,000 expense we face. Go to goveganradio.com and donate online. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Thank you for not eating animals. Thank you for not wearing animals. Go vegan.
Still eating meat? How 20th century? This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
And we continue on the Air America Radio Network. Hey, did you see Bush talking to the Dalai Lama earlier this week? He made the Dalai Lama laugh, a jovial fellow that he is. Bush's joke to the Dalai Lama was, there was this compassionate conservative. I got to get a laugh track. That was it. There was this compassionate conservative. And that was it. I need a laugh track. I didn't hear Dave at the other end laughing either, but on today's program, we have Dave Warwick. And
hi, Bob.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Excellent.
Good. Now, Dave is a tenured Illinois art teacher. He has his Bachelor's of Science in Education, a Master's in painting, in art, a master's of fine art in painting. He's an accomplished artist. And Dave, something happened to you last January. What happened?
Well, I self-actualized. It's a strange thing. People might not know what that is, but basically all the pieces are in place in your life, and you feel like you're in control, and you don't have a lot of stress, and then you look in the mirror, and then it snaps, and suddenly you realize that you have power in the world to do things, to go out and make change. And so I self-actualized in January, and I saw things as they were, reality, and I had been fooled for 43 years. I was a fishing guide for some 30 years and a teacher. And so I'd have my summers off, and I'd go fishing. And even then, I was desensitized to the eating of animals. I had no idea in the treatment of them. And so I was sensitive to it, but yet I was a fishing guide. So I'd throw a fish in the cooler, and I'd be telling my customer that, boy, I can't understand the mentality of a hunter, how they can chop the head off of a deer and put it on the wall. Mm-hmm. And then here I am throwing fish in the cooler, you know, right, whining and complaining about that. So I was just really disconnected. But when I actualized, I changed, and I looked down at my plate, and I said, oh, my God, what am I doing? And so then...
You went vegan. So last January, you went vegan.
I went vegan.
At what age?
43, so I'm 44 now.
There you go. Okay. It's a good time today for anyone at whatever age, yeah. But it wasn't just the quiet little personal decision you made, and you've just made headlines recently because you have this sense of urgency like I do about telling the world about being vegan, and particularly children.
Yes. Children see it so easy. Adults have a hard time seeing it because we're thinking about tomorrow, and we're thinking about yesterday and the bills and where we're going to eat, and we're thinking of all these things, but kids are grounded in reality, the here and the now, and so they see things as they are. And it's like that expression where, you know, you really can't fool a kid, they're hard to fool, and it's true. And so all you have to say to a kid, you know, when they're young, 5 or 6 years old, all you have to say to them is, animals are our friends and we don't eat our friends. And give them an animal to play with, and they'll love animals the rest of their life. It's that easy. But with adults, you have to argue about tooth length and colon structure, and there's all this arguing going on, and it's maddening. I can't handle it just after 10 months. I've given up. I've said, you know what? The rest of the vegan world can take care of telling the adults and educating them, but I'm just going to start telling kids. In fact, I'm going to tell everyone I meet. When I walk down the street, if I'm passing someone, I slip them one of my business cards. You know, if I'm out at the supermarket and I'm walking by someone, that's one person I didn't tell if I don't give them a card. So I give them a card, and at least I did my part to say, hey, there's something going on. Check it out for what it's worth.
Dave, we have about 2 minutes. You are teaching kindness in your school, and no good deed goes unpunished. You were fired, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was fired. They couldn't stand having me in the building speaking the truth.
You wanted to have vegan school lunches. You were bringing to the attention that animal products were not foods. And I really like your artwork, too. We only have about a minute and a half, so I'll let you continue with what you wanted to say.
Sure. I think it's really important for the vegans out there listening to start telling kids. Be honest with them. It's not hard to do. Yeah. You might get mom and dad mad, but, you know, if you're doing it in a nice way, shouldn't they at least have a choice?
Yeah, you were handing out cards to kids, and we have 1 minute left. You were handing out cards to kids at a parade in your city.
Yeah, I went for a walk with my dog down the street, and they were having a parade. So, hey, I'm passing by people. I'm going to give them my card. So I gave them, and parents were there. Teachers were there. The police were there. I did it in front of everyone, and so, you know, if I did it and I have nothing to hide in the world, I'm not breaking any laws, I'm not hiding any secrets, what are you going to throw me in jail for? Exposing Santa Claus is a lie?
No, don't tell me there's no Santa Claus. I can only deal with one misconception at a time here. Next, you'll be telling me meat is food. So, no, you know, so yeah. So I know you're handing the kids cards. You're asking them to go to the websites and look up factory farming. And you have really cool art. We don't have time to get into it now, maybe sometime in the future. But your website, or you'd like people to go to your website? Or
Sure, that'd be great.
What is it?
It's inslide.com, INSLIDE, inslide, one word, .com.
And Dave Warwick, fired for bringing the vegan message to the school system in Illinois. Thanks for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Thank you for having me, Bob. Bye-bye.
Okay, please make a donation. Support this show. Donate online at goveganradio.com.
MEATSTICKS. Meat sticks.
You may not have had this thought before, but you, my friend, are herbivore. Not meant to dine on flesh and gore. Instead, let's eat at Herbivore. 100% vegan, that's for sure. Delicious, nutritious Herbivore. Breakfast daily, 9 to 2. Pancakes, French toast, crepes, a scramble or burrito for you. Salads, wraps, sandwiches, soup du jour. At friendly and fun-filled Herbivore. Fill up on falafel, lasagna, lunch, dinner, entrees galore. Delicious desserts, a fine wine will pour. Looking forward to seeing you at Herbivore.
Three Berea locations, in San Francisco at 983 Valencia and 531 Divisadero, and in Berkeley at 2451 Shattuck. Visit herbivorerestaurant.com for directions, phone numbers, and hours. Open 9 a.m. daily and late on weekends. Featuring about 200 menu items, see them at herbivorerestaurant.com. It's a fun place to hang out. Bring your friends. It's great being an herbivore. It's great eating at Herbivore.
Thank you.
meat eaters destroy the earth.
And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And you don't have to eat meat. It's so easy these days with so many great restaurants around the country like Sublime in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, or Truly, a great vegan restaurant in Hollywood. Yes, indeed, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. And if you have meat-eating friends who just say, I can never give up what I'm used to eating, well, go to Truly. Have a soy beef burger with bacon strips, okay? Totally vegan. They don't have to know it. They just have to know it's delicious, okay? Or a cheesy grilled potato burrito, or the burrito supreme with bacon strips, and also vegetable dumplings. Great sushi there, and just a wonderful place to hang out. It's Truly Vegan, 5907 Hollywood Boulevard. If you get stuck in traffic at the 101, just exit Hollywood Boulevard, and you are right there, and Truly caters, Truly delivers. 323-466-7958 is the phone number, and go to the website. It's trulyvegan.net, trulyvegan.net. Okay, we continue. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and this has been National Primate Liberation Week, National Primate Liberation Week, and there is one place where primates certainly need to be liberated. That is UCSF. And today on the program, we have Aisha Akhtar, MD, who is double board certified in both neurology and preventive medicine. She's a medical and research advisor with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM, a nationwide organization of physicians and laypersons that promotes preventive medicine, especially good nutrition, and addresses controversies in modern medicine, including ethical issues in research. And Dr. Akhtar is, as a medical and research advisor, works to promote alternatives to the use of animals in medical research, and actually has an incredibly impressive resume. But if I continue with the resume, we won't get a chance to talk to Dr. Akhtar. So let us welcome her, and thank you for being with us today. And tell us about what's so wrong at UCSF that it requires a lawsuit from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Sure. Hi, Bob. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. Yes.
Sure. The University of California, San Francisco has been having repeated violations of the Animal Welfare Act. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has been sending out investigators to check if the university is following the Animal Welfare Act regulations, and since 1998, between 1998 and 2005, every year UCSF has had numerous violations each year alone. And in 2005, they were fined for $92,500, which is the fourth largest settlement amount ever paid for violations of this nature.
Well, what are they doing to earn such fines? What are they involved in doing?
Sure. So they're doing a lot of experiments that are unnecessary and duplicative, such as some experimenters had proposed killing between 700 and 800 dogs to study the correlations of heart failure, structural changes in the heart, and atrial fibrillation. Well, this knowledge is already known. We already know from human observation, we know how this affects the heart, how atrial fibrillation affects the heart. This doesn't need to be done in animals. And, of course, dog hearts are different from human hearts. So there's very little information that can be gained, if any, from studying dogs' hearts. And so this was one example in which UCSF allowed experiments to proceed, even though, according to the Animal Welfare Act, they're supposed to ensure that duplicative experiments are not done, and to ensure that if there are alternatives to using animals in experiments, then they're not conducted. Another example, experimenters drilled holes into rhesus monkeys. They bolted metal restraining devices into their heads and attached data recording devices to track their eye movements and brains, and they implanted coils into their eyes to track their to track their eye movements. And in one instance, for example, after a monkey's head, a skull was cut open, experimenters failed to give the monkey painkillers. And other examples like this in which they failed to provide mercy medication, painkillers, appropriate veterinary care, people, researchers, investigators who were improperly trained and were not qualified to do certain procedures were doing them, things like that. It's just again and again and again, multiple violations.
And has any of that advanced science? What have we, from all of that that sounds like torture, what do we gain from that?
I would say we gain absolutely nothing. The intention of these experiments, the experimenters tried to link them to some sort of clinical relevance, but they're absolutely far-fetched. I mean, for example, in the eye monkey experiments, experimenters tried to say that these were going to give us more information about Alzheimer's disease. Well, that's actually quite ludicrous because they weren't even studying the parts of the brain involved in Alzheimer's disease in these monkeys.
Hmm.
Let alone the fact that Alzheimer's doesn't naturally occur in rhesus monkeys. And so on behalf of several doctors in California, PCRM, Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, filed a lawsuit with the Superior Court of California asking that the Superior Court cut off funding for these experiments until UCSF comes into compliance with the law. Under California law, taxpayers are entitled to sue if the state resources are funding illegal activities and being used to pay resulting fines. So some of the state resources were being used to pay for the fines from the Animal Welfare Act that occurred after the Animal Welfare Act violations.
Mm. Are these fines significant, or are they just the cost of doing business? Because each of the California campuses, or campi, gets close to $200 million a year, I think, on average. So what's a $92,000 fine if, does it have an effect? Or?
I think you've made a key point here, and no, it really does not have effect. These fines for Animal Welfare Act violations are considered routine. The expenses to pay, the payment of these fines are considered part of just normal cost of business rather than a deterrent. Actually, in 2005, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Office of the Inspector General, just published a really scathing report of the U.S. Department of Agriculture's failure to enforce the Animal Welfare Act. And for multiple reasons, not only did they not do proper investigations, when they did find Welfare Act violations, the fines were so little or rarely enforced or heavily discounted that, as you said, they were not considered a deterrent for these facilities.
That's terrible. And so basically you have taxpayers funding illegal activities. That's what these experiments are. And I see the lead plaintiff is Pia Salk, who's the niece of Dr. Jonas Salk, the creator of the first polio vaccine. So she's part of the lawsuit. We're talking to Aisha Akhtar, MD, with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, PCRM.org. So these experiments on primates are leading to no scientific advancements. What alternatives are there to experimenting on animals? Shouldn't the university be exploring those?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last bit.
Yeah, aren't there alternatives to experimenting on animals that should be explored by the university?
Oh, you're absolutely right. Actually, animal experiments as a whole are really ineffective to predict human outcomes. For example, the FDA in 2004 reported that 92% of the drugs that are tested safe and effective in animals fail to test safe and effective in people. So it's a 92% failure rate. Actually, it's even greater than that because of the 8% that do make it to the market, 8% of the drugs, about half of them, 4%, are later recalled or relabeled because of serious adverse side effects that occurred in people, harmful side effects that occurred in people that were not predicted by the animal experiments. So there's a 96% failure rate in animal experiments. And that's truly a tremendous failure. No business would ever continue to function if they had that low of a hit.
Billions and billions. It's billions and billions of dollars wasted for animal torture that yields no scientific result. We have UCSF, the University of Cruelty and Scientific Fraud in San Francisco. And we're just about out of time. Dr. Akhtar, I know we wanted to talk about Covance, that new facility. Can you hold on through the break and maybe we can spend a couple of minutes together on that subject? We never have enough time on this program. So hang on. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I ask you to make a donation to support this show. You know, we have to pay $200,000 over the course of the year for production and on air. So please make a donation online at goveganradio.com, or you can make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. That's P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco 94147. We really need your help. We need your support. It's your show. It's the animal show. Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
GOVEGANRADIO.com. GOVEGANRADIO.com. McDonald's, yuck.
It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Yes, McDonald's, yuck. Yeah, how 20th century to think of going to a restaurant like that when we have Sublime in Fort Lauderdale and Lakeside in Chicago. Just great restaurants all around the country. You can discover Chicago's award-winning vegetarian and vegan restaurant, Lakeside Cafe, serving high-quality, wonderful dishes prepared with mostly certified organic ingredients and lots of care. In Chicago, you can go meatless, but you can still have the Chicago Polish dog sandwich with sauerkraut, mustard, and relish. And, of course, vegan. You have vegan organic garden thin crust pizza there. And for a limited time only, Lakeside Cafe is having a special hands-on vegan cooking class series. And congratulations on the two-year anniversary celebrated last week. Yes, for Lakeside Cafe, a very happening place in Chicago. Visit lake-side-cafe.com for details or call 773-262-9503 in Chicago. If you're in LA, enjoy vegetable delight. Buddhist monks over the centuries have worked at replicating the tastes and textures of meat, and they have succeeded. Vegetable delight, written up in the LA Times. 17823 Chatsworth Street. The phone number is 818-360-3997. That's in Granada Hills, California. It's over near White Oak and Zelza. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 11:30 to 9:30. No refined white sugar there, not filtered through cow bones there at Vegetable Delight, which you will enjoy in Granada Hills. I go and get the shrimp appetizer, the sweet and sour pork, the fish and brown sauce, and I consume no animal ingredients in the process. Celebrate In Defense of Animals World Go Vegan Days, October 26th, 27th, and 28th. Coming right up, we know the effect of modern animal agriculture on our health and the environment, and it's time to get active with World Go Vegan Days. Go to the website, worldgovegandays.com, worldgovegandays.com. You can get involved and have an event, a lecture, food tasting. Definitely do it. I'm proud to have Go Vegan Radio sponsor World Go Vegan Days. So check out the website and get involved. It's happening, and encourage others to go vegan. How else are we going to save the planet? Go to worldgovegandays.com, worldgovegandays.com. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I ask you to support this show with a tax-deductible donation. Go to goveganradio.com. The programs are archived and the podcast is there. And we're on the line with Aisha Akhtar, MD. She's with the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And National Primate Liberation Week. We talked about UCSF, and PCRM is very involved with trying to block a new animal research facility in Arizona, in Chandler, Arizona. Tell us about that, Dr. Akhtar, please.
Sure. Covance is the experimental facility. It's a company that tests pharmaceuticals, pesticides, insecticides, food additives, cosmetic ingredients, you name it, on animals. They're currently trying to build a new facility in Chandler, Arizona, and there's a lot of local opposition to this facility. Covance is another example of a facility, this time a private facility, that's had repeated and multiple egregious violations of the Animal Welfare Act. They were fined in 2004 for physically abusing, they were punching, yelling at frightened monkeys, for example, among other violations. And there is currently a lawsuit trying against the city for helping or working with Covance to allow them to start building or file for a new building site when the public wasn't looking. That Covance originally had a site of land that they were trying to get rezoned. And there was much public opposition. Mm-hmm. And while this was going on, the city had illegal closed meetings with Covance discussing their, instead of purchasing this primary location, to shift their focus to a new location.
Mm-hmm. And there will be primates experimented upon there?
Will be, yes. We've already seen the blueprints of the facility, and they're definitely animal cages set aside for primates. Covance actually is the largest importer of primates into the U.S. for experimentation. Either they do the experiments themselves or they sell these monkeys to other facilities for experimentation.
We often don't think about the source of monkeys, right? I mean, there must be a trade in the animals that's very profitable.
You're absolutely right. These monkeys are shipped from Southeast Asia, mostly Philippines, Vietnam, China, so on.
So they're captured from habitat there?
Well, there's some suspicion, some evidence to suggest that some of these monkeys are captured from the wild, some of the monkeys at these breeding facilities. Other monkeys are bred at these facilities in Southeast Asia and then sold to experimentation facilities in the U.S. and in Europe.
Mm. Is there supposed to be some incinerator? Did I hear about that related to this? Or some environmental danger through incineration? Or is that?
Yeah. There's multiple concerns that the local public have. One is, of course, the cruelty to animals issue. Another is an environmental and health concern. Covance will have to incinerate the animal carcasses, potentially up to 100,000 to 200,000 animal carcasses a year. Mm. And this incineration process can cause quite a bit of health and environmental problems. Covance has also repeatedly imported primates infected with serious and deadly diseases.
They better keep the windows closed and the doors locked over there if you're a neighbor of Covance. We're just about out of time. So, Dr. Akhtar, I want to thank you so much for being with us today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website is pcrm.org for the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Okay, and thank you. And thank you for listening today to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Please, we need your financial support. We're not covered by any major corporations here, so help us out with a tax-deductible donation at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147. Go Vegan!
GoVeganRadio.com.